Chapter 3, Competence in Action. Attentiveness and responsibility have to go hand in hand with competent systems. Caregiving means working code that does what it promised, audited, explainable, and safe to fail. Competent systems will build trust among people in the technology. Quick version. Ship small, prove often. Shadow modes, canary releases, reversible defaults. Reward bridges, not clicks. Use bridging-based ranking and reinforcement learning from community feedback, RLCF. Audit like we mean it. Reproducible evals, public traces, and incident drills. Results we want. Systems that deliver the promised care safely under load and under scrutiny. Pro-social incentives. Agents gain reward by increasing cross-group endorsement. Failures are contained, reversible, and teach us. Why competence? Good intentions without working code erode trust. Competence turns contracts into systems that behave and can be proven to behave. A simple picture. A bridge isn't competent because the blueprint is elegant. It's competent because it holds and continues to hold when trucks cross, winds rise, and inspectors check the bolts. Simple ideas behind this chapter. Number 1. Safety is a property of practice. Competence is demonstrated in operation, not assumed from design. Number 2. Proof before promotion. Features graduate only after shadowing, then canary, then general with guardrails. Number 3. Community-shaped reward. Train agents with RLCF. Optimize for cross-group endorsement and trust under loss, not raw engagement. Number 4. Observability over opaqueness. Show your work with traces, datasets, and explainable summaries tied to decisions. Number 5. Least power. Use the simplest mechanism that meets the need. Complexity grows attack surface. What good competence looks like. Number 1. Bridging-based ranking. Recommenders score content and agent actions by how well they bridge coherent clusters, not outrage them. Number 2. RLCF training loops. Reward models when multiple groups endorse outcomes as fair useful, penalize when trust under loss drops. Number 3. Graduated release. New policies run in shadow mode, then canary for a random representative slice, then general rollout with rollback primed. Number 4. Eval harness. Open test suites for quality, safety, bias, privacy, localized evals contributed by communities, see Chapter 4. Number 5. Reproducible builds. Configs are versioned. One-click replays recreate results. Number 6. Guardrails as code. Rights and red lines expressed as machine-checkable rules. Deny by default when ambiguous. Number 7. Data minimalism. Collect only what the remedy needs. Delete on handoff. Consent honored at every stage. From ideas to everyday practice, step by step. First, derive specs from contracts. Convert. Chapter 2, contracts into acceptance tests. Second, instrument for observability. Emit decision traces with links to sources and receipts, from Chapter 1. Third, train with RLCF. Collect feedback from diverse cohorts, compute bridge scores, use them as reward. Fourth, run shadow mode. New policy sees inputs and proposes actions but doesn't act, compared to human/previous system. Fifth, canary safely. Release to a small representative group with automatic rollback if drift exceeds bounds. Sixth, audit before general. Independent audit of evals, logs, and guardrails. Publish a tested report. Seventh, generalize and monitor. Enable for all. Watch drift monitors. Keep pause wired. Eighth, post-incident learning. Blameless reviews. Fixes become tests. Tools you can adopt now. Number 1. Bridge score functions. PCA/embedding-based overlap metrics. Number 2. RLCF pipeline. human and community feedback to reward shaping. Number 3, eval registry. Versioned tests, provenance, localized packs. Number 4, Shadow/Canary orchestrator. With rollback switches. Number 5, decision trace schema. Inputs, rules fired, sources, uncertainties. Number 6, guardrail engine. Policy as code for rights and consents. Number 7, drift monitors. Data, performance, fairness. Number 8, repro notebooks. Seeded containerized builds. Floodbot story, part 3, delivering care. Number 1, bridge ranking. When multiple aid channels exist, the bot's recommender prioritizes actions that increase cross-neighborhood endorsement, e.g., messages that both renters and homeowners upvote as fair. Number 2, RLCF. The payout policy is trained to reward on-time delivery without spiking appeals in any cluster. Number 3, Shadow to Canary. A new medical receipts waiver runs in Shadow for a week, then Canaries to 10% of S1 claims, rollback bound, appeals greater than 15%. Number 4, observability. Every denial has a trace, which rule, which sources, uncertainty score, and a receipt link for the claimant. What could go wrong, and quick fixes. Number 1, gaming the bridge. Actors craft messages to look bridging, fix, mix human audits, require durable cross-group endorsement over time. Number 2, train test leakage. Evals look good, reality fails. Fix, holdout datasets, randomized spot checks, live A-B tests with rollback. Number 3, opaque black box. Trust us explanations, fix, traceable summaries plus public examples, auditors can reconstruct decisions. Number 4, canary bias. Canary slice is unrepresentative, fix, stratified sampling, publish canary demographics. How we keep ourselves honest, what we measure. Number 1, MTTD/MTTR for harm. Mean time to detect slash repair regressions. Number 2, bridge index. Cross-group endorsement compared to baseline. Number 3, rollback discipline. Percent of rollouts with tested rollback, time to rollback. Number 4, drift alarms. Frequency and time to triage. Number 5, trust under loss delta. Before, after, for those who disagreed. Interfaces with other packs. From responsibility, specs, SLA, breaks, to responsiveness, incident loops and eval registries, Chapter 4, to solidarity, bridge scores feed civic stack incentives, Chapter 5, to symbiosis, competence proves a commie is ready to stay local. A closing image, the bridge. Imagine a well-kept bridge with inspection tags, date, load test, next check, visible to anyone crossing. People can take confidence in that the bridge will hold and is consistently tested for safety.